name is Jeff Dowdle, and I've been a licensed firearm dealer for the last 17 years. In this podcast, we talk about all things related to the Second Amendment, as well as anything else going on in the world, or a sports story, or anything else that I might find interesting. So, welcome, welcome, welcome. My question today is, how many rights can this government infringe upon us? Yes, how many rights? So, if you follow what's going on in the news, there's a lot going on, but I just want to read, you know, a couple of the amendments. And if you remember your history, the Constitution was written, and after it was ratified, several people said, well, we're not going to sign it unless we can get some amendments about what the government can't do. And so that's where we got our Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of the Constitution. And let's just look at, you know, the first one, the Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or if the press or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So, you know, freedom of religion has been under attack for years. Freedom of speech has been very well attacked here, you know, with all the censorship of conservative voices through social media, other means, the freedom to the press, you know, that's been challenged as well. Peaceably assemble, ask our J6ers, you know, if they're able to peaceably assemble, then, you know, obviously the Second Amendment, we talk about that endlessly here. And then we got the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So when our founders, who are very, very wise, wrote these amendments, they weren't just thinking off the top of their heads about, you know, what might happen. They were refreshing their minds on what had happened to them. And that's where, when you look at the freedom of speech and what the king was doing and how he was censoring and, you know, keeping people down, they did not want that done. Freedom of the Second Amendment, you know, the first shots of the Revolution were fired as the British were coming in an attempt to confiscate the Patriots' firearms, a stash of firearms that they had. So again, our founders knew very well that a armed citizenry was very important to protect against a tyrannical government. But what people don't know is really maybe even what might have been the foundation of the Revolution. We often hear the stories of, you know, no taxation without representation, the Stamp Tax Act, the Boston Tea Party. But really, the genesis of it goes back to 1761, and it was what was called writs of assistance. And writs of assistance are very akin to today's search warrants, except what they would do, the British would decide that they wanted to search something, and they would basically have a blank document. They'd go into somebody's house, search around, and find what they were looking for, and then they would fill out this blank document saying, this is what I found, and this is where it is, and this is, you know, how we did this, the search. And in 1761, James Otis, who was a Massachusetts lawyer, rose to fame as one of the most able defenders of colonial rights, beginning with his argument of what became known as the Writs of Assistance in 1761. Writs of Assistance were general search warrants the British courts began issuing, empowering custom officials to combat smuggling. Agents would no longer need to obtain individual search warrants each time they sought to conduct a search, but instead could freely search vessels and homes without probable cause. Otis was enlisted to challenge the writ of assistance, and his fiery arguments were recorded by young John Adams. Otis lost the case, but later in life, Adams would proclaim that then and there, the child of independence was born. So this argument against the writs of assistance was really the beginning of the Revolution, according to John Adams. And here we get circled back today, and we're talking about writs of assistance, or even not even that. It's searching without probable cause, without warrants, and I'm talking about the FISA courts. FISA has been up for renewal in Congress, and it's going back and forth, and our Congress are just dead set to renew it. And with that, they can go and they can just pull out any telecommunication data information, internet search information that they have on Americans and search it. They violated our rights over 200,000 times in like 2021, the FBI did, by searching American citizens under the guise that they were searching for terrorists. But there's cases, examples of agents, you know, searching the boyfriends of ex-girlfriends. One agent did 19,000 searches against donors of a congressional candidate. So it was used to spy on President Trump, most famously. And now it's up for renewal, and everybody wants to renew it to keep us safe. But we have to remember, is this the safe that we want? Is that the type of liberty and freedom that we really want? Even the idea of saying, hey, you can gather this data, but you've got to get a warrant to search it is a no-go for Congress. In fact, but they did put in a exclusion that, well, you do have to get warrants for members of Congress. Everybody else is fine. This country is burning at both ends. You look at the trials for the J6ers. You look at what's going on with President Trump. You look at what the ATF is doing in terms of implementing all these new quote unquote rules to confiscate our firearms. It has quickly turned extremely tyrannical, and it is a regime, and they're continuing to take away our rights slowly. It's a frog and they're slowly turning up the heat, and before long, all of our rights are going to be gone. It sounds extreme. It sounds like I'm a conspiracy theorist, but just look around you. 15 years ago, did you think a former president would be sitting in a trial over campaign donations? And that's one of just a few. The judicial system has become abusive. There is a grandmother that has convicted of four counts as being a J6er, and she went to the Capitol to pray, and she's looking at a year in prison. And the trial took 10 days. Okay. This woman is obviously a threat to the United States. She went there to overthrow the government. She had ideas of sitting in Nancy Pelosi's seat. All that is what they want you to believe. But what they want to do is to keep you down. And a citizenry that fears the government is tyrannical. And we cannot fear our government. I looked at my stats for my podcast, and for some reason, I'm in Texas. I just assume that most of the people probably listen to my podcast are from Texas. But when I look at it, top states are Georgia, California, Texas is in there. I've got Pennsylvania, I've got Illinois, Indiana, Oregon. I've got people listening to this podcast all over the country. It's not a huge podcast. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. But each one of you is in, some of you are in very blue states, and your word counts. And you are the ones that we have to get this word out. You have to educate your family, your friends, your neighbors of what is going on, and open their eyes to the threat that we're under. And that is just for freedom. This is not, we're not trying to overthrow the government. We just want to get back to what our founding fathers had in mind about how this was a government of the people, not a government of the government, and that where they dictate to us what is going on. Because they are in power, they want to keep power, and all their entire idea is that we've got to figure out ways to eliminate the threats of the people have to our power, or we could lose it, and we've got to take that away from them. So share this, please. I just beg of you, share this. And again, I said, if you're listening to this podcast and you don't vote for Trump in the election, then shame on you. I'm going to be that's as forceful as I can be, because, and you've got to share this with others, because he may not be the solution to all of our problems, but the left is the cause for all of them, for the most part. There are a lot of rhinos, and we've got to start cleaning house. Again, we got to keep fighting for our rights, whether it's Second Amendment, First Amendment, Third Amendment, Fourth Amendment, whatever it might be. We cannot let them to continue to fight and take over our rights. I appreciate you listening. Have a great rest of your week.